everything that everyone else misses. You're welcome. We do what we can. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, January 13th, 2020. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a Japanese billionaire looking for a date to fly into space. Could it be you? This is a serious undertaking, and the winner gets a flight into the great unknown. Number two, the effort to hurt President Trump with impeachment has now officially failed. His approval numbers are up. Impeachment numbers have taken a dive underwater for weeks, and Nancy Pelosi finally giving up on her failed efforts. And number one, the streets of major cities across Iran filled with tens of thousands of protesters over the weekend. That's after Iran's government finally admits to what we told you as soon as it happened. And that was that the Ukrainian jetliner that crashed right at the same time that Iran was sending missiles towards American bases in Iraq was no coincidence. Iran finally admitting what we have known for days. And that Ukrainian jetliner was shot down. 176 people on board were killed. Many from the nation of Iran, many from the nation of Canada, like 60 people from Canada. And so protesters took to the streets chanting, "Death to the dictator." Death to the dictator. But it turned ugly last night as Iranian police and military opened fire with tear gas and then live rounds. We're waiting for a casualty report. But they opened fire with tear gas and live rounds last night. Pools of blood were seen. We're not sure if anyone was killed, but people were certainly injured in the melee. And death to the dictator, death to the regime, death to liars, they said in the streets. Tens of thousands turning out. It could be a tipping point for the nation of Iran. After all this time, since 1979, it could be a tipping point in the situation in that theocracy. And protests breaking out at those universities across Tehran Saturday after the military admitted to killing the 176 people on board that doomed flight. The nation of Canada demanding answers. They have allegedly been granted visas now to come into the country to investigate the crash, investigate the shooting down of Flight 752. But will the Iranians follow through? That's the real question here. And so as you look at all of the things that have happened here over the last 7 to 10 days, you look at the killing of General Soleimani. He was a terrorist of epic proportions, a guy with his finger involved in terrorist attacks all across the Middle East, destabilizing governments, creating chaos and killing, yes, Americans, hundreds of them, directly. Indications are that he was planning to attack other facilities, potentially other embassies, including the one in Baghdad, which had been attacked a few days before his death. And so the commander-in-chief, Donald Trump, made the decision to take out Soleimani if they had the opportunity, and they did. A clean strike with a Predator drone. No collateral damage, no civilians. He took out military personnel and the general. And right behind the general in that procession were American special forces who quickly arrived on the scene, identified the body of Soleimani, and then left. So we know that he's dead, and then the Iranians decide to fight back, but through a back channel in Switzerland, we know now that the Iranians and the Americans were talking, and the Americans knew the missiles were coming. And in fact, the U.S. troops at Al-Asad Air Force Base were in their boxes, bunkers, if you will, were in their boxes, and there was no real risk to them at all. Al-Asad is a 25-square-mile base, big place, lots of dirt to hit, a lot of things to miss, which is exactly what happened. And that's where it stands today. The Iranians hit back against the Americans, did nothing, save face, but that was the end of it. And so now you're in a situation where Donald Trump says he is open to conversation with the Iranians, no preconditions. An open conversation to start again, to move forward, to recreate a dialogue with the nation of Iran. Back from the brink. No war, no long-term engagement. So you go back a week ago where you were being told by the left that there was going to be World War III. It was all over. The major exchange was coming. Iran was about to attack Israel. And Israel was going to nuke Iran. And the United States was going to be involved. And Russia would jump in. And Turkey would jump in. And all of these terrible things were going to happen. We were right there. And of course, it didn't happen. And in fact, for the president and his team, Mike Pompeo and others, it's been a very good week. The Ukrainian jetliner notwithstanding, it's been a very good week in dealing with Iran. The sanctions are working. The economic sanctions are working against that government. The military strike in retaliation was meaningless. And we have an opportunity now to move forward. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of people are in the streets of places like Tehran demanding the government step down, demanding they go away. And you're sitting on a powder keg if you're the Iranian government. You're on a powder keg because people have had all they can take. Killing civilians and trying to blame America doesn't fly, not even for Democrats here in the United States who tried that technique. So most of the troops were flown out of Al-Asad, or they sheltered in base. There was a living quarters hit by a missile, but it was empty. And the fact of the matter is, we don't have the personnel in Iraq that we once did. Much of that base is empty. Much of it is empty. So I think it's fair to say, at this point, Donald Trump has gotten it right on Iran. The markets seem to think so. Voters seem to think so. Here's where most voters are. Most people that I talk to support the idea of hitting back, of using a drone strike to punish an enemy if they attack Americans or American personnel, to hit back hard and quick and decisively and leave it there. And leave it there. Don't bring in troops. Don't invade a sovereign nation. Let it be. But punish the offenders. And Soleimani was an offender. A guy with blood on his hands. A guy who murdered not just Americans, but Iranians by the tens of thousands. In protests here just a few weeks ago, 1,500 Iranians were killed by police and military then. 1,500. And so thus far, Donald Trump has gotten it right. Trump is reading the signs, hopefully correctly, that Iran doesn't want an all-out war. Neither do the American citizens. The American public, I don't want an all-out war with Iran. I'd like to see the regime go. I'd like to see Iran freed. I'd like to see Iran become a more secular society, a more open and free society. I'd like to see the people of Iran flourish once again like they did until 1979. I'd like to see them step up and be free once again. But it means the assassination of Soleimani was a clear victory for the United States. That general tormented the region for decades, murdered thousands, and he's gone now, and people celebrate all over the world. It's a clear victory for the Trump administration thus far. We certainly hope there's no escalation at this point in the hostilities. 14 after on a Monday. Good to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You know, speak softly and carry a big stick, or tweet loudly and also carry a big stick. Something like that. It's a Monday, January the 13th. Good to have you here. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.